Can a Muslim fight a fellow Muslim? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. It turns out that Nidal Hassan, the accused Fort Hood shooter, presented a PowerPoint 2 years ago warning of threats within the ranks from Muslim soldiers under stress. One of the soldiers he mentioned was Army Captain James Yee, who was accused of espionage as a Muslim chaplain at Guantanamo, charges that were later dropped. I called up James Yee. He was attending an Islamic peace conference in India to get his take on this idea that Muslims might have a special problem fighting in Iraq or Afghanistan. And he told me that, yes, being a Muslim in the military did get more difficult after 9/11.
There was an immediate distrust of the handful of Muslim soldiers that were in our unit.
And yes, the Quran does indeed tell Muslims to support fellow Muslims, but in time of war, when a fellow Muslim might be the enemy?
And the Prophet actually said, the way you support that brother in Islam is to stop him from doing the wrong that he's doing.
And in fact, a look at history shows Muslims have had no difficulty killing other Muslims any more than Christians have had killing Christians. What's interesting about James Yee is despite his run-in with the army, he supports the military's mission and does not think people like Nidal Hassan should be allowed to opt out of being deployed unless they go through the conscientious objector process. And as for calls that Muslim soldiers should get special scrutiny because of Fort Hood?
I actually find that outrageous and find that suggestion un-American. I think that goes against who we are as a nation.
Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.